WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show here on News Radio WGNS with your hosts Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now your hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right, welcome to the Rutherford Home Show here in the WGNS studios. I'm with my co-host Dean Higby, South Branch Nursery, Quality Land Management. I'm Dave with F&B Mortgage, First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, and wishing everybody had a good Thanksgiving and we get the holiday season officially kicked off. All right, Dean, how are you doing?
Doing good. I'm watching you catch your breath there coming in on two wheels.
Yeah, with blindfold on.
I like how, you know, I thought you'd be better to start the show with that going, you know.
Oh, yeah.
No, doing real good, you know, just enjoying the fall weather, and we're finally, looks like we're going to get some stability of, you know, the cold nights and the warm days next week.
I've noticed more color in the trees this year.
You know, it didn't last long.
There's like a row of like four or five trees that are like dark red, orange, and they look really good. I mean, I just noticed a lot of diversity. Is that because we had the extra rain? Because I think we're up on rain.
Right now it seems like mostly your sugar maples are holding on to their color more so than others, and it's kind of amazing how where they're positioned. I've got some at my house, you know, on one side of the house they defoliated. On the other side, they still holding leaves and have color, and it's all, you know, I guess about the jet stream and things like that. But looking out of the studio, you know, that's the color we see right there is, you know, that sugar maple. It's a nice bronze color, but a lot of your deep reds are more your autumn blaze maple and your October glory maples, red maple. But this year it just didn't seem like it, the longevity of the color. But I take it over what we've had in the past where, you know, we've had really warm falls, and then all of a sudden it just hits with freezing cold temperatures. You know, you have a 20, 30 degree swing, and that's what causes a lot of damage to a lot of trees and shrubs. But consistency is what we're looking for, and it looks like we're on that stretch.
Today's going to be like 60s, and tomorrow's going to be like 45.
Yeah, if you look at next week's forecast, it's basically consistent, and that's what I was referring to, you know. It's going to be below freezing in the evenings and then, you know, moderate in the day in the 40s and 50s. But I like 70 myself, just like the thermostat in your house, right?
That's right. Well, talking about other things going on, we've got a big game coming up, UAB and MTSU. So this show.
Home game, too.
Yeah, home game. It'll be a short show. Kickoff, I think, is at 2 o'clock. And so go Big Blue. Other than that, I think, when's the Christmas parade?
Oh, put him on the spot. On the spot.
That's right. Well, we'll figure it out. We want to be informative on the show. So I think it's coming up. Is it the week from this Saturday?
Well, when we figure that out, we'll let you know. Yeah. In the meantime, you know, talking about leaves, one of the biggest things to do is make sure you get them up. I mean, it's one thing you get out. It gets frustrating when you go out and you rake your yard or blow your yard, and then next day it's like, why'd I even do that? Because you can't tell I was there. But don't let them sit too long in the same spot, because it will kill out your grass. And
y'all were at my house 2 days right before Thanksgiving and cleaned it up really nice.
Yeah, we've had good timing. The blowers have been running strong.
Yeah, that's good. The Christmas parade will be the 9th of December.
It'll be here before we know it.
It'll be here, yeah.
Because time is flying by, right?
That's right. Speaking of which, mortgage rates, just want to let everybody know, have actually come down a little bit in the last 4 or 5 days. So that's good news. Still looking at probably 4.75 on a 30-year fixed conventional, 4.8.
Excuse me. It looks like inventories are up a lot. Seems like it's going to shift a little bit, from the seller's market to
more. It already has. I don't see many multi-offer situations like I used to. Plus, I'm seeing where the seller is now paying some more closing costs, which has always been, I don't have to. I've got 10 offers on the table. People are paying above price. So that's right. Increased inventory has helped in that arena. And then with the lower rates, like I quoted a 4.25 on a 30-year, on a 15-year. So that's still good money. It's still below prime. Again, as year number 10 continues, on the show, we still talk about how good the rates are.
From the Great Recession, Depression
yeah.
to.
Yeah. And then when is there going to be a show in 5 years where we say, man, rates have just dropped or just went above 7%? Do you want to wait to that point or do you want to get it now? I say right now probably should spark a few of you buyers out there, if not all of them, because now you got more to choose from and you can negotiate a better price and rates are still good. So with those kind of things.
And like you said, the builders are going to give a little bit more concessions on some perks as well. But, it's just like the stock market. It's plunged dramatically from where it was, at the start of the year. You don't really like looking at your retirement or 401k right now because it has all the gains basically got wiped out. But that's a lot of that is corrections.
I'm gonna say,
and then China, as I
China. No, I'm gonna tell you what I think. When my dad passed, I was in the hospital, and I looked at the Dow, and it was at 6,500. You remember that? 6,500.
Okay, the Dow. I got you. I thought you said the dial. I'm
like, no, the Dow. Now, gotcha. Now where is it at?
Yeah, I remember when they said it would never hit 10,000.
It's at 24, 23, 20, somewhere there. Yeah.
Well, the key to that is, and we've had
everybody pull your money out, and we were like, no, just ride the storm. So that means it's more than tripled.
Yeah, and another thing is I had some people at work ask me about it. It's like, man, people that handle our stuff, you can't really. You can see things coming, but a lot of times it's better just to stick with it and
ride the storm.
Get a professional to do it, and unless you want to do your own research, and then you can only blame yourself. But it's still worth. If you've got an employer that's matching your retirement, right. You've already doubled your money, and right. So
I tell people that's funny.
It's just like okay, you. When I take you doubled your money right off the bat
right.
from investing. And plus, if it wasn't for that, a lot of people wouldn't
have
set up a retirement.
But right.
It's just like health savings accounts. Still believe that HSAs are one of the key things, higher deductible. It all depends about your age and your well-being of one's particular health. But an HSA has worked really well with me. You just got to be able to where you don't touch that money,
Well, that's why it's so good to come right off the top of your paycheck and, you don't see it. So it never enters your account. So then you can't really spend it if you set it up.
If you get automatic deposit, you don't even really see it at all. Do you?
You don't see it at all. Then you wait, hey, wow.
Then you got to make a purchase with a card and it has no emotion to it and you just spend it all.
Right.
But if you touch that cash, it makes you think.
Well, that's true.
Think if you had to pay cash for a house, you had to bring briefcases with you.
Well, that's what I tell people when they give me a hard time about getting certain conditions from an underwriter. You're wanting to borrow $250,000 or more within less than 30 days, and you're going to question me on what I need to get that approved?
I'd want DNA.
I'm like, wait a minute. It's not quick, checking the cash. It's $250,000 or more is your average loan amount. So, I don't know how long it would take an average. If you got a minimum income of $60,000 after tax, it's probably $45,000 after your retirement. You're not going to ever save $250,000. By the time you save $250,000, you're going to need $350,000 because it's already gone up that much, or even higher. So, I'm not trying to say, it's just do what I say, but when you talk to an underwriter, you know, they have to, we have to look at the performance of the loan. We have to put you in the best situation. You know, we get audited.
You have to look at your track record as an individual and what your dependability
and
is.
And if there's a question and I need a letter of explanation, or somebody said, well, why do you need my bank statements? I said, well, I need to see your spending habits. You know, he goes, well, it's none of your business where I spend my money. Well, it kind of is. You're borrowing my money. You know, kind of is. I mean, I don't know where you can not understand that. You know, it's like if you had $50,000 saved up and I just knock on your door and say, hey, I want to borrow 10 of it, you're just going to, okay. No, you're going to want to know where I work, how I pay back. First of all, you're probably going to say, no, I'm not lending my money.
Now you're going to want something to hold for that collateral.
Yeah, you're probably going to be like, man, you're crazy. But my point is that work with your lender. Got a lot of good lenders around here.
Work with yourself and get disciplined.
Right, and understand the process.
You know, bankable.
A lot of my success was based on this one perception. I put myself in the other person's shoe. Take a deep breath and say, okay, why? What would it be like to be an underwriter? What would it be like to be a business owner? What would it be like to be this waiter here that's, you know, maybe he's got exams, he's stressed out. I understand. Don't kind of look at the whole picture of the situation before you lose your temper, or you don't, you know, you need to understand there are other things in the world, but getting your stuff in order for buying a home. I mean, you're going to have bank statements.
It's funny when you're young, you know, returns, Dave, that's a big thing of, you know, when you're young, high school, 20s, you really don't think about those things. You just kind of think about the here and the now and not the later. So those who get taught at an earlier age to be a little bit.
Before we go on our first break, the one thing I can tell you is that when I was younger, I hung out with older people. At the theater when I was managing there, Joe T taught me a lot, and he was, late 50s, early 60s. Bill Brooks, who owned the Premier that I bought from, I've known him since he was 34 and I was 19, and he taught me how to run the projectors, and I was able to learn the value of how to do things. And you know, that's what I tell my kids: if you hang around with knuckleheads, you're gonna be a knucklehead. If you hang out with, you know, experienced people, you're gonna learn something. And I chose the older crowd. Now, I did have some younger friends, but I advise people that, you know, young people right now, not only do you get your education or do certain things, but think about like your grandfather or somebody that, you know, you can learn a lot from just hanging out with them, and put that on your list of things to accomplish. You won't ever regret spending the time with your grandparents or your parents.
No, it's one of the, you know, you don't pay tuition for stuff like that. I mean, you get an education, but you're not, you know, well, it's a life's education, and that's the key to it, is all of getting an education, if that's from a high school level to a college level to a PhD to a doctorate,
or
spending the time and being very well versed about who you hang out with.
We need to bring back vocationary skills into our high schools. I'm big on that. Now everybody's meant to open a book and go through that route.
Yeah, a little bit too much influence has been put on college, and college is great. I mean,
but it's expensive. And it drags a lot of people down because they have all that debt. So, but if I took 10 high school seniors out of Oakland or whatever, and congratulations on their big win last night, of course, first time Maryville's been shut out in 18 years, which is phenomenal. But anyway, if I could take 18 high school seniors, or 18, excuse me, 10, how many of them could, if I gave them a lawnmower, could get it cranked within 30 seconds? That would be a good show.
Actually, or even know where to put the gas in it.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
And but that's where I've been successful, because they can hire us, you know.
Well, there's not an app.
I know. It's,
but you know what I'm saying.
I know. It is. I mean, it's those we live in a day and age of convenience, and, you know, getting back to the basics is not a bad thing, like taking this break right here.
Yep. So. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time.
You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home.
There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
First National Bank of Middle Tennessee is dedicated to this community. This is Katie Bennett. We understand the challenges of managing your finances in today's economy. We can help you find the right answers to your questions. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, the way community banking used to be. Visit us at 3427 Memorial Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com. First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoke & Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke & Associates.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Toots. At Toots, if you got a sweet tooth, Brownie Blast, which is a baked chocolate chip brownie covered with fudge, ice cream, and whipped cream. And our newest dessert is the Monster Brownie Bash, which is a dessert that two or three people can share. It's over 1 foot tall, filled with hot brownies, ice cream, caramel, whipped cream, cherries. You're going to love the Monster Brownie Bash at Toots. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. You're going to love it.
Good food and fun. Way on down south, London town.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. It's our last segment of a short show. We've got the MTSU Blue Raiders taking on the UAB football team, and that program's come around. They were, I think, done and then revitalized, so they've done real well there. That coach there has done a great job. So should be a good game for MTSU. It's at home. It starts at 2 o'clock. So pregame coverage starts in about 10 minutes.
Tailgating started probably 2 hours ago.
Yeah, I would say so. So anyway, going back to what we're talking about, rates are good. Inventory's on the rise. The market's adjusting a little bit. Still a great time to buy. Still a good time to sell. So we'll see how this year keeps going. If the Fed decides not to raise the interest rate again, we should be good. The only concern I have looking down the road is the inflation factor. So I don't see that being an indicator. That's the worst thing for interest rates is inflation, sign of inflation. So we're still okay there, but we do have a good thing, and that's lower gas prices. I've noticed they've really dropped. They've dropped 30 cents, I think, in the last 3 weeks.
You know, that's funny. I was reading an article that actually that our own supply of oil would sustain our use, and actually we have a surplus of our own oil. Is that the same article you read?
Yeah, that's what I read.
And that, you know, and it's great for the consumer. And, of course, that rolls down to a lot of petroleum-based products that are made, like PVC pipe and other things, many other things. So, you know, I can bring down the cost of some building materials and things. But it takes quite a long time for those prices to remain low for that to happen, which would help inflation. Mm-hmm. But... you know, the people on the other side of it, in the oil part, they like higher prices.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, the consumption of oil, I mean, I don't know how many barrels we go through according to other countries. But, I mean, if we can self-sustain, that's good.
That means we're not. I don't know this, but I would think that we're probably the most automobile-driven per population in the world.
Right.
No doubt.
So, probably we're the number one consumer of oil, so... but there's been a lot of people say, you know, that's why we went to the Gulf and the war and all that. So, but anyway, we're not political here. We're just talking.
We can be.
No, we wouldn't be. So good turnout, I mean, on voting. That's a positive, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, we've got a Bill Lee, never been in politics as far as I know, and businessman. Ran a good campaign. He never went bad in a negative as far as I know. But Tennessee, I think we're pretty predictable as far as a lot of that goes.
Yeah.
I mean, we're pretty we like the Bible and we like our guns and we like our freedoms.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, you know, me being owner of the Premier Six, I had a guy walk in, you know, we're a concealed weapon, we allow concealed weapons. Did you know that?
I didn't, but that's good because now a lot of places they make it pretty clear cut. They don't come in with that. But
I allow them with those law abiding citizens that you know can you know. I mean,
and to be truthful, without a metal detector, you wouldn't really know. I mean, you can put.
Well,
the
that's what I'm saying.
Up,
a lot of the people coming in with gun. I'd rather them have the gun on them and have the permit and be doing it lawfully than half these people come in that keep it hidden and don't have a permit, and they do that. Okay, if you think you're going to a movie theater and someone hasn't carried a gun in their pocket without you knowing it, you're wishful thinking.
A lot of people go to the airport and forget that they have them in there.
Right. So my point is that I'm not going to say that one way or the other, but I'm just saying, I mean, the guy who was a Colorado, the shooter in Colorado, you know, he went to the like three or four theaters before he found the first one that said gun-free zone. So, and I know Colorado's a big gun-carrying state as well. So, anyway, just putting that out there, you know, that is our Second Amendment right, is to carry firearms to defend ourselves. And if the government's worried about, you know, there's some good people with guns. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Definitely. The best thing against a bad person with a gun is a good person with a gun, and something like that, I would think. But... so yeah, we're the number one oil producer, or not producer, but the consumer, and we go through 18.5 million barrels a day. WGNS. That's in 2012, but then you got China is number two, and then Japan.
Yeah.
So
yes, sir.
Yeah, That's pretty good. I thought China was right there with us.
China,
yeah.
Yeah, we got to work those things out with China.
Well, anyway, if you want to not watch football and go see a movie, we got some great movies on at the premiere. We're actually, if you go to Premiere 6 web our Facebook page or follow us on Twitter, we're doing giveaways. It's pretty cool. So we had a real good night last night. A lot of people came out, ran into a lot of people I haven't seen in a while. That's why I like going up there at Thanksgiving.
You know, that's the thing I was thinking about on the way here, was talking about, you know, Black Friday. You know, it's kind of like the no toy stores, you know, Toys R Us went out of business or whatever. I just remember when my boys were younger and you'd always have that one toy that Christmas time you would go everywhere in the world to try to find it. But I really didn't see it until I went to the Avenue yesterday. I was like, I wanted to get like a Bluetooth speaker, and I made the mistake of pulling in the Avenue, and it was, you couldn't find a parking place.
And it was crazy. And
so I was wondering what, you know, I was thinking about you. I was like, I wonder if people,
well, you know,
it's a big movie day for.
I did in the first two shows, almost 600 people just in two shows. And I know that the new theater did a lot too, but for me to do that and 25 screens, I have a lot of valuable local support, and I appreciate it. But I had people come to me and say, you know what? We love coming here. We've come in here all life. It's so much fun. It's good. The popcorn is great. I love it here. And you know, it's kind of like this, you know, there's some throwback stuff people still like. You know, we're the original down home movie theater. That's just what we are. You know, if you want a recliner and you want to feel like you're in a big spaceship and you like that feeling of just put touch screen and everything, then there's something for everyone. There's nothing wrong with that. But we want to be that affordable choice for that family of four. You know, you can go over to Toots, have a great meal, and go to the Premier 6, have a great day for half price, which you can do across the
street. Are you guys still doing
some? A lot of people don't have that kind of money.
Thanks. Weren't y'all doing a promo with Toots
for a while? They help us out with some of our special shows. Like, we have a special screening like Star Wars or things like that. We are having Christmas classics again. I'm having the Polar Express. Miracle on 34th Street's going to play there. So I've got some, and I'm playing The Christmas Story with Ralphie on the big screen. I know you can watch it all day on Christmas, but seeing it on the big screen. So we got some fun thing. Love Actually, I think, is another one. I don't know about that one, but that was the lady, Shelby, my manager's choice. But got some good movies.
The Grinch That Stole
Christmas. The Grinch That Stole Christmas, the cartoon.
Is that the
fantastic?
Is that the one that's
it's very good.
The most popular right now.
That one and Wreck-It Ralph. Steals the internet. Those are good. I mean, we've got some really good.
You always keep most.
Oh, I tell you what, I saw Instant Family with Mark Wahlberg. I thought it was a great movie. Really good.
So yeah, and then we've got live Christmas trees at South Branch at both locations there, Brentwood and Nolensville. And when I say live, they're not cut live. They have the root ball on them or in a container. We've got small spruces that can fit in a apartment or a townhome, something like that, that you could plant or give away. And we are closed on Sundays now, and no sales tax on the plants.
You got trees in?
Oh yeah, we've got Norway spruce and white pines and all kinds of other plants for the season. So come down and see us at South Branch Nursery. Go Big Blue on the football.
Thanks to our sponsors, today. Old South Properties, Anhoken Associates, Toots, F&B Bank, South Branch Nursery. We'll see you next time. Go Blue Raiders.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.